Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a daily opportunity to stop for a moment and listen to God. Let me read to you from the Bible. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." What an amazing day this must have been for the disciples. They're just about to see Jesus disappear before their eyes. And before he does so, he gives them their marching orders. They're commissioned to take the good news to the world, no less. These days, we know a great deal about our world and can easily communicate across the globe. But for Jesus' disciples, this must have been an overwhelming challenge. What on earth will they do? Where on earth will they start? Jesus wanted his disciples to know that they were all witnesses. They had seen and heard things which needed to be shared. We don't all have an evangelistic gift, something which is often said to have been given to about 10% of Christians, but we're all witnesses. Our means of communication have changed completely since the first century, but our fundamental responsibility is still to bear our personal witness of what we have seen and heard. Jesus asked his disciples to witness in Jerusalem. They needed to start where they were. This is often the greatest challenge, isn't it? We all need to share our faith with our families, our colleagues, and those we see day by day, warts and all. He then told them to go to Judea. Judea wasn't an easy area. Much of it is rocky desert with scattered communities, but Jesus tells them to go and share their witness there. He then told them to go to Samaria. Because of the intense hatred that existed between the Jews and the Samaritans, they were bound to get a hostile welcome. But Jesus told them to go there. And as if they hadn't already been challenged to the limit, Jesus told them to go to the ends of the earth. The challenge must have seemed overwhelming to the disciples. It must have felt like mission impossible, but it wasn't. It was mission possible because Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit, who would give them the wisdom and strength to obey his command. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you have given us good news to share. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I do hope you have a good day and that you'll listen in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier Radio.